はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第33回日本文化レッスンでございます。夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Japanese culture class number 33. As always brought to you by Air Clara, the translation and interpretation specialists. 夏子さん joining us on a Saturday.
こんにちは。
Today is a very unusual day. You know, usually the day we're talking about
Yes.
is not the same day as we're broadcasting.
Yeah.
So today is quite unusual as what we're talking about
Today.
Yeah, is actually taking place or actually the day that we're talking about. If that made any sense. So, let's get into that. But first, Yoshi-san is also here. Yoshi-san, よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Okay, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Today's topic is...
天皇誕生日。
The Emperor's Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yoshi, wait, why are you on that? A little late now. But that's actually a good question. Natsuko-san, if you don't sing for the emperor, what do you do for the emperor on his birthday?
You can visit the palace.
All right. Yes.
And he comes out from the balcony.
Don't give it all away yet. We got an order around here. Yoshi-san, where should we start off?
How about the background?
Good idea. Let's give everyone a little bit of background before we get into actually what you can do on this day and certain things surrounding this day. First things first, the name one more time, Natsuko-san.
天皇誕生日.
So what's the first word in that?
Emperor.
Followed by?
Birthday.
Yeah. So literal translation here, Emperor's birthday. Okay? And this is a national holiday.
Yay.
Well, not this year. It falls on a Saturday.
Yeah, right.
So no extra day off for everybody. But if it falls on a weekday, then...Everybody gets this day off. And then Natsuko, you can say.
Yay.
But not today, just another regular day. So it's a national holiday. But where does this day come from? And why is it on December 23rd?
Because the current emperor was born on this day.
So the present emperor's birthday determines this day.
Yes.
So the current emperor, who is, by the way?
Akihito.
Was born on this day in... Yoshi-san, your citizenship is at stake on this one.
The 23rd.
No, the year.
Yeah.
Yoshi-san, no peeking!
1933.
Yep. So, Natsuko-san, quick calculation about how many years ago?
73 years ago.
That's it. So the emperor will be 73 this year. Now, before this emperor, the previous emperor's birthday was on which day, Natsuko-san?
April 29th.
Correct. Which is currently now called?
Midori no Hi.
Greenery Day. So the day will switch according to the present emperor.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting is the previous emperor's holiday remained.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's called Midori no Hi, or Yes. Greenery Day.
Yes.
But previously it was the emperor's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it changed into a national holiday, or should we say it remained a Yes. national holiday.
Yes. I think why it remained is because it's part of the Golden Week long vacation.
Ah.But this one's not too far away from the winter vacation. Maybe this one will stay too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, I hope so too. Now, let's just quickly get the name of the previous emperor.
Hirohito.
So, he was born in 1926. I'm reading this. I don't know offhand. Through, and he passed away in 1989.
By the way, we Japanese usually don't call them by their names.
So, the English we're providing is just a translation. But when you speak, you wouldn't refer to them directly.
No.
How would we refer to them? For example, how would you refer to this current emperor?
Just simply 天皇 or 天皇陛下.
The emperor.
Yes.
And then how about the previous emperor? We mentioned the previous emperor whose name was Emperor Hirohito.
We call him 昭和天皇.
Which is the name of the period.
Yes. Not his name.
Not his name.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it has something to do with the directness?
Yes, because we have to be polite.
Very, yeah. That's good, yeah. Not just polite,
not just
really
polite. Extremely
polite.
So by calling their name directly, sounded like, you know, not very polite.
Too informal.
Maybe.
Hey, yo, emperor. Yeah, that doesn't work. Okay, apologies if I offended anybody out there, but it was just for giving an example. All right, very interesting piece of news. Thank you very much. All right, so we have that. So the current emperor. So now that we know we don't refer to the emperor by the name,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we need to know about the emperors?
I'm not sure, but most of other countries, royalties are like kings and queens, and they're not emperor or empress.
Yeah, come to think of it, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. China had the last emperor in the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi-san, can you think of any country with an emperor?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so now Natsuko-san, we've come full circle. We're talking about what we do on this day. So what do people do on this day? Why don't we start with a regular person? What does a regular person do on this day? Yoshi-san, what do you do on the day?
I might go shopping or something, play with my nieces at home.
So it's like a day off for you.
Right.
Natsuko-san?
It's also a day off for me. And maybe I can go see the Christmas illuminations in the town.
Yeah, it's nice this time of year.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think we can kind of generalize it and say for most people, this is just another day off.
Yes.
Now, what events do they have on this day? Something very, very special that you can only do twice a year.
You can visit the palace to see the emperor.
Yes. And not just visit the palace, because if you come to Japan, you can visit the palace.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're really visiting is a wall.
Yeah, right.
You can see all four walls and the closed gate.
Yeah.
And some security guards. But on this day, they actually allow you to go in.
Yes. General public.
Yeah. The peasants, the communists. Sorry, Natsuko-san.
No.
So on this day, you can actually enter into the palace. Now, when you enter in, what takes place?
Emperor comes out to greet you, right?
Yeah. Well kind of out to greet you. He's behind the bulletproof glass and security around him. But yeah, he comes out. He makes a public appearance. He gives a short speech and greetings to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he waves a bit.
Yeah. It's like, you know, looking at a pope.
Yeah. Now, I've never been to this, and I haven't, to be honest, caught it on TV. Now, is he alone, or is he with the imperial family? I almost made the mistake there. Is he with the imperial family?
He's usually with his family.
Now, Yoshi-san, who would that family include? Always the difficult ones coming your way.
The empress.
So the emperor, the empress.
And you might see their kids.
Yoshi, I wonder if they still have dungeons for you because you're going to be spending some time there. Kids! No. I believe that they are called the Crown Prince and Crown Princess.
And Crown Grand?
The Crown Grand. All right, Yoshi-san, this is your last chance to stay out of the dungeon. You know the Imperial family is listening to this. We're spreading the knowledge. Natsuko-san, what's that look on your face for?
That's astonishing. Are they hearing this?
Yeah, we're helping to spread the Japanese language and culture.
We better not.
We're going to get medals one day.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, Yoshi-san, this is your big chance. Make the Imperial family proud.
The Crown Prince and the Crown Princess, Prince Akishino, Princess Akishino, and other people.
Way to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the naming convention is quite difficult. So the Imperial family makes the appearance.
Yes.
When you enter the Imperial Palace, you're handed something. What are you handed, Yoshi-san?
The Japanese flag.
Yeah, little paper flags. So people wave them when they see the Imperial family and probably after a speech. Now, Natsuko-san or Yoshi-san, have you ever been to this?
No.
Yeah, I think, what kind of people usually attend this? Young kids or...
I think elderly people.
Yeah, not too many young... Well, we shouldn't say that, but from our knowledge, not too many young people show up there. But actually, though, a lot of foreigners attend.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it's very unusual. You know, it's very interesting and intriguing for mm-hmm. foreigners. And it's something you can only do, again, twice a year.
Right.
On this day, the 23rd, and on January 2nd.
Yes.
So it's something that, you know, you can't really do. I remember when I went to England, I wanted to go to Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But you can't get in. It's only certain times of the year.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes. Maybe it might be interesting.
Yeah, because even if you're in Tokyo, it's not something you could do every day. It's kind of like a special event.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems interesting enough.
Right.
So if you'd like to go, we recommend that you get there early because quite a few people do this.
Yeah, it's always very crowded.
Very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the crowd is not only waving their Japanese flags. What are they yelling? Yoshi-san, help me out here.
They shout, Banzai! Banzai!
Natsuko-san, how about one from you?
Banzai! Banzai!
Let me give it a try. Banzai! Banzai! So why are they shouting this?
They're cheering.
For what?
For Emperor's birthday.
And in this context, what would the word mean? So sometimes it means like you did something great or what would it mean in this context if you tried to do your best to interpret it?
Like congratulations?
Congratulations.
Or hooray?
If it was a peasant's, I mean a regular person's birthday, would you say banzai?
I don't think so.
So it's kind of a custom unique to this holiday.
Maybe.
Okay. So on this day, if you go to the Imperial Palace, and I imagine maybe not everybody gets in. So if you're interested, on this day, you can head down to the Imperial Palace. Get there fast. Get there early. Then they'll let you into the gates. When you're going in, they'll give you a little Japanese flag. The Imperial family will make their appearance. The Emperor will give a speech. After the speech, everybody goes crazy, waving flags, screaming banzai. Then after that, you gotta go. But you can get a quick look around. And again, as it's something that you can't do every day, there is that element of, you know, intrigue. You want to see what's going on. So if you're in Japan or you're in Tokyo looking for something to do on this day, or maybe you even plan from a long time ago to see this, please let us know how it went. We're really interested to hear about this.
Yes, definitely.
Now, a few things. If you're going down there, do not bring any beverages or food as you won't be allowed to bring them in. Cameras? Yoshi-san, do we know anything about cameras or the policy on cameras?
I don't know.
All right. Check the blog. There's a chance there may be something there. Now, entrance is free, which is very, very nice. So you can get in free, but again, no beverages, no food. Cameras, we're not sure about, but we'll check into that. So if you're interested, please head down there. Be prepared to let us know what happens and practice your banzai. Natsuko-san, can you break that down for everybody?
Ba-n-za-i, banzai.
And one more from you, Yoshi-san.
The Emperor Banzai! Banzai!
Okay, that is going to do it for today. So next week, we will be having lots more culture classes. Actually, we're going to decrease the amount of Japanese classes and kind of tell you what's going on at the end of the year, foods and other things that you can only get at this time of year, or not only get, but are really common and customs at this time of year. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた来週!
またね!